Catherine Teagan Books and Harper Audio presents Night Books by J.A. White, performed by Kirby Hayborn. 1. The Wrong Floor. After his family had finally fallen asleep, Alex slung the backpack over his shoulder and snuck out of the apartment, easing the front door gently home so it didn't slam shut. The 8th-floor hallway looked drearier than ever without any sunlight coming through its small windows. Alex lingered on the doormat, fighting the urge to return to his warm, comfortable bed. "If you do that," he thought, "you'll still be the same old Alex Mosher tomorrow. Weirdo. Freak. Loser. Is that what you want?" "No," he whispered. Before he could change his mind, Alex started toward the elevator at the end of the hall. During the day, snippets of his neighbors' lives leaked through the thin doors, muffled conversations, the loud blare of televisions, Ms. Garcia's son practicing his violin. At this time of night, however, the hallway was nearly silent. The only sounds were a grimy light bulb that buzzed like an angry hornet and a soft rustling from Alex's backpack, as though its contents were struggling to escape their fate. "Sorry," Alex thought, feeling a wave of guilt. "I wish I didn't have to do this, but it's better this way." He reached the elevator and pressed the down button on the cracked panel. Far below him, ancient gears squealed away the silence. Alex winced and peeked over his shoulder, hoping that the sound didn't wake any of his neighbors. The stairs would have been a quieter option, but Alex wanted to reach his destination as quickly as possible, so he didn't have an opportunity to second-guess his decision. Ding! The elevator doors jerked open with a pained squeak. Smudged mirrors paneled the walls. Alex stepped inside and clicked the B button. The basement was his favorite place in the entire apartment building. It was spooky and weird, and packed ceiling high with towers of knickknacks left behind by former tenants, like a graveyard for unwanted items. The most amazing part, however, was the boiler, an iron monster built nearly 60 years ago. Alex called it Old Smoky. It was his destination tonight. The elevator doors closed, and the car began to descend in slow, jerky increments. Alex tapped his foot impatiently. Though his backpack was far lighter than usual, it seemed to weigh him down like an anchor. "I'll feel better after they're gone," he thought. "Just toss them in the flames and walk away. Don't even stick around to watch them burn." Of course, Alex could have just dumped the contents of his backpack down the trash chute and been done with it, but that seemed cruel. Cremating them in Old Smoky felt more honorable, like setting the body of a fallen warrior aflame. Alex figured he owed them a good death, at least. After all, he was the one who had created them. The elevator stopped. The doors creaked open. Alex tilted his head in confusion. Instead of the basement, an unfamiliar hallway stretched out before him. He checked the digital display at the top of the elevator. 4. Must be broken, he thought, jabbing the B button with his index finger. The elevator didn't move. Alex sighed with frustration. "Looks like I'm taking the stairs after all," he thought. He stepped off the elevator and headed toward the stairwell. The 4th floor had the same basic layout as the 8th, but it was noticeably darker. Alex glanced up at the light bulbs, wondering if a few of them had burned out, but they seemed to be working fine. For some strange reason, however, their glow didn't radiate as
Sample complete. Ready to continue?